Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Warning, this episode contains disturbing content that is sexual and violent in nature and involves minors. It may not be suitable for all listeners.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. The podcast where I share true crime stories for your entertainment. But you might lose some sleep after listening to some of these stories. I'm your host, Larry Lease. And after reading about true crime stories, I condense all the content and bring you valuable information to you. To stay up to date with all my content, check out our Twitter page at TrueCrimeNS and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And find us on YouTube by searching True Crime Never Sleeps. This show is sponsored by Poddex. Visit poddex.com. Use promo code TCNS for 10% off your order. The link will be in the description. Today's episode will be another case of a mysterious murder and disappearance of Alonzo Brooks. I keep emphasizing the fact that disappearances are always a pain to people's families and friends. But unfortunately, even in today's age, they are still common. How can people simply disappear with no traces left behind? Who is capable of taking people away? What are the reasons behind such a horrible action like this one? I will not be able to answer all these questions clearly, but during today's episode, you will get to feel how awful this is and how bad of an impact it has on our society. You'll also be able to compare today's story to the previous disappearance stories we have covered in this podcast. Do white women disappearing get more attention than a black male? Why does that happen? We can even dive into social issues. But we will not today. If you'd like me to prepare a full episode about social dilemmas when dealing with crime, go over to my social media pages and leave us a message. My goal is to produce valuable and meaningful content for you. With no further delay, let's get into the death of Alonzo Brooks. Alonzo Tyree Brooks was born on May 21, 1980, in Topeka, Kansas. He was the son of Billy Brooks Sr. and Maria Ramirez. He lived a pretty average childhood and adolescence. It is worth mentioning that he was descendant of African American and Mexican. Unfortunately, a person of this background has it harder than the average American. But regardless of the challenges, Alonzo was always an honest man who loved his friends and family. He always worked really hard to provide a good life for himself and for his family. He was on the right path to being a successful and honest man. He worked as a custodian for Countryside Maintenance in Gardner, Kansas, which comes to show us that he was close to his hometown and wanted to be around there. There's no doubt that very soon he would be giving back to his community and making it an even better place to live. But because of an unfortunate sequence of events, Alonzo disappeared mysteriously at the age of 23. What exactly happened? Why? Who? These are questions his loved ones still ask themselves and the authorities. But just like most cases of disappearances, it's very unlikely to find the person alive after 72 hours. It is still possible to find answers and evidence, but it becomes harder and harder after each day goes by. On Saturday, April 3rd, 2004, Alonzo traveled to a party in, I'm guessing, La Saint-Denis, 50 miles south of Gardner, the town he used to work. It was a Saturday, and they wanted to have a good time, enjoy a few drinks, and have fun. Alonzo had three close friends with him. One of his friends was identified as Justin Sprague. Remember when I mentioned that things were harder than usual for him because of his looks and racial background? Well, the issue goes to the next level at the party when some racial slurs were uttered towards Alonzo. That was a quick change of vibe between people at the party. One minute they were all having a good time, and the next minute there's tension and aggressiveness in the environment between Alonzo, his friends, and the other individuals. The tension was down and the party continued. Alonzo's friend decided to leave the party, but Alonzo wanted to stay. So his friends left. Alonzo's friends assumed that he was going to return to Gardner at the end of the party, but Alonzo never made it back and was reported missing. Alonzo's family received the news and got worried. They wanted their boy back home and decided to go to search for him and talk to the local authorities. The local authorities noticed that the case was more intense than they thought because they were not able to find him or find any evidence, and they handed the case to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. However, neither they nor the FBI were able to locate Alonzo. About a month later, on May 1st, 2004, Alonzo's family was allowed to go in person to search the property for their son. On the very first day of searching, Alonzo was found dead in the banks of Middle Creek, a place really close to the party he was last seen at. That is very odd because the authorities were searching for him ever since, which creates a few ways the story could go. It is very likely that he was held hostage somewhere around and ended up being killed and dumped on the banks. The people who did this did not care much about hiding the body or dumping him in a further away place. Some exams on the body did not indicate any broken bones. It did not show any signs of forced trauma or injury due to physical aggression. No signs of drowning were found since his lungs looked perfect. Therefore, the pathologist could not determine the cause of death. Relating back to the signs of a fight on that night and connecting with witnesses saying that Alonzo and a white woman were flirting, theories of a hate crime became stronger and stronger, but the true cause of death was never found. Over 16 years went by and the FBI did not give up on the case, reopening the case and offering a $100,000 reward for useful information to Alonzo's death. The FBI seemed determined to solve the case, so they exhumed his body in July of 2020 and was taken to Dover Air Force Base for a more in-depth investigation by highly trained professionals. The examiner concluded that Alonzo's death was not an accident and died due to a homicide. It was a very suspicious homicide. As a result, they could not scientifically find the true cause of his death. The FBI announced that they will do everything possible and keep working hard with the resources available to bring justice to the people responsible for Alonzo's death. Thank you for listening to this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this case, and what do you think happened? You can send us a tweet at TrueCrimeNS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.